Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And it's getting here towards just past the middle of February. We're going to be heading into Pisces, a sign of Pisces in a day or so. And it's interesting. Bye-bye to my Aquarius. And hello to Brian Sant.
Oh, yeah, you remember now.
Yeah, I was getting there. I was giving the whole segue. You know, I guess I better just get this out of the way now. We're recording live here in my dining room in Hackettstown. So if you hear an errant meow in the background, it's not an EVP, it's Tom, and he's just...
Scratching sounds.
Yeah, the scratching sound is Captain Kirk the rabbit, and meowing is Tom. Bob could care less, he's in the bedroom under the covers, so that's another cat, so... Anyway, so how are you, Brian?
I'm tired.
Tired? Why, did you have an exhausting Valentine's?
Yeah, right. If you call working, going home, doing some more work, and going to bed tiring, yes.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Miss Unemployed.
Hey. Yeah, but you know, my guy was tired too on Valentine's. So, you know, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah, but mine was tired to work.
What?
Mine was tiring from work.
No, that's how... Yeah, that's what I meant. Seriously.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Seriously. That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, right.
He overdid it. He overdid it that day. He worked all day, came home, shoveled the driveway like a human snowblower. Then I'm like, well, why don't you just sit down? I'll make dinner. Oh, that's the cuckoo clock. Sorry.
We're never recording here again.
It's the perfect cuckoo clock for me because he's never right. He just chimed like, what, five or six? No, he didn't do six. But
he did enough.
He did enough, yeah. Unfortunately, he's never right. But somewhere in the world, it really is whatever time he just chirped. Sometimes he's on military time, too. But anyway, so Chris did all this work. Then he runs in and out grilling in February. But he's determined that he is going, what the heck did he grill? Oh, turkey burgers. He made turkey burgers for Valentine's and chicken wings. And he made enough food for a small army. And I was like, you know, are we sending this off to a third world nation when we're done or what? But, you know. So after he did all the cooking, then he did all the cleaning, and he did all the shoveling and all the working. And it was just like, forget it. The poor guy was toast. So, yeah, he worked. And you worked too, huh?
I always work.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I always work, too. I've been working. Even working, finding a job is worse than having a job and going to work to it, you know. Let me tell you. So how are we going on the New Orleans adventure?
I'm waiting for people to email, like we mentioned last week.
Nobody's emailed?
Not a single one.
What the hell's wrong with these people?
And I'm giving
There's only 3 friggin' days left from the time the show uploads to cast your vote of yay or nay.
Well, you know what? Look, if you want to go, just email me.
Yep. Just right up there with the power share. Just as much success.
Well, by the end of March, if I don't get 10 people, it's off.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, we're not going to put ourselves out. Wait, you mean
I'm not going to put myself out?
I'm working on the book at that point. That's like hell week for me to get that done. I told you, if this falls through, if by March you've canned the idea, here's what we do. I will probably be fried to an absolute crisp by the time I send that book manuscript and the CD and the pictures and everything in. And when I decompress from that, if you want, you and I can take the podcast on the road and we'll go to New Orleans. And then we can do the podcast right from the French Quarter and tell everybody what they're missing. And it's a write-off because it's a business trip at that point because we had to lug the equipment and do the show. Ooh. Of course, I'm not going to go in that sweltering, humid, disgusting, hot weather. We would wait till after October because I have to get through all the Halloween stuff and Bugs Party, which is the first weekend in November. So, like, maybe the week before Thanksgiving, you and I should do that and do the show in New Orleans. What do you think?
That is a lucid, intelligent, well-thought-out objection.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, come on. So anyway, getting back to Valentine's Day. I did a presentation last year at the Phillipsburg Library, and it was called For the Love of Ghosts. I don't know if anybody out there went to it, but And it, you know, we went over all the different ways that ghosts show up, but especially primarily with the whole love connection and different partners and different love stories, love ghost stories. It was really cool. Did you see that one, Brian? I showed it to you on the computer, right?
I was there for one of them.
Okay, okay. Yeah, up in the Pagoda meeting.
Yep.
Yes, yes. So this year, I wasn't booked to do any Valentine's ghost presentations.
Yeah, we're all sick of you.
Thank you. However, you know, Valentine's, I guess, it's the first time it was ever entered into my consciousness, and I'll be honest, was back when I was a freshman in high school. I figured you had to have so many electives because you can't just carry majors and do all that crap for a college. So one of the, you know, extracurricular things I chose was to be on the school newspaper. And I thought, okay, well, this shouldn't be that hard. You write an article once in a blue moon because there's so many kids. I showed up at a meeting, and the editor, who was the one English teacher, she assigns me the article to write of 10 things to do for Valentine's Day if you're not in love. All right, so I'm like 14 years old, 15 years old. I'm like, all right, whatever. I sit up in my room and, you know, I don't have a boyfriend or anything. I mean, well, did I? No, not at that point. And so I'm just sitting there. I did it, I swear to God. So I sat in my room and I wrote up this article of 10 things to do on Valentine's Day if you're not in love. So finally I crept downstairs and I showed it to my dad and I was like, here, can you read this? Because I really, you know, I've never written before, you know, nothing about journalism, what have you. He reads it and he starts yelling at me. He's like, where'd you steal this from? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you stole this. You must have been reading my Psychology Today magazines. I'm like, no, you know. He goes, oh, come on. There's no way you would come up with such sage advice at your age. And I'm like, what? And he's like, this is well written and well presented, and these are real things that I could see in my Psychology Today magazine being proposed, not coming from you. And I'm like, but I, and to me, I wrote it just from, if anything, I thought it was too simplistic. I thought this was just such common sense, that this was crap anybody and their brother would know to do if you weren't in love for Valentine's Day. And apparently my father thought, oh no, this was much higher level. So long story short, after he had me in tears with me trying to prove to him that I actually wrote it and didn't plagiarize it, I turned it in at school, and it got so well received, I ended up getting a feature assignment where I was sent to Bloomingdale's for the Bloomingdale's Blooming Girls program. And they did a before picture, and I went through all this stuff, and an after picture, and blah, 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 and the modeling, and you name it. And that's how that all got started, because of that Valentine's Day article. So that's the first time Valentine's ever really entered into my consciousness. Up to that point, I really didn't care, didn't know a thing about it. So this year, I knew by the time Valentine's hit, my guy and I would have finally hit.
I hope so.
So, in anticipation for that stellar moment, I sent him a little poem. And then, you know, have you ever seen, you've read Dr. Seuss' Green Eggs and Ham, right?
Of course.
Okay, so everybody knows the key character in Green Eggs and Ham is Sam I Am, all right? Now that's pivotal. You have to remember Sam I Am for this little poem. So girls, here's what you do. When you really want to entice your guy, but on a more creative level, you do it through poetry. Now, since I'm not one of those mushy, squishy, sappy types, I went the Dr. Seuss route. But feel free, you know, if you want to get into the whole mushy, squishy stuff. You ready? I can't look at him or I'll laugh. Don't you dare. Okay, here we go. We can do it up the stairs. We can do it down the stairs. We can do it on the stairs. We can do it anywheres. We can do it on the couch. Use a pillow so you don't slouch. We can do it in the kitchen. Positions on the counter, we'll be switching. We can do it on the hour. We can do it in the shower. We can always do it on the bed, but be creative. Use your head. We can do it in the car. We don't have to travel far. We wouldn't do it in a box. We wouldn't do it with a fox. We wouldn't do it on a boat. We wouldn't do it with a goat. We wouldn't eat green eggs and ham. But do it, till slammed I am. What do you think? So happy Valentine's Day, even though it's a little late, but I hope everybody had a good time. My one friend had a heartbreaking experience, but it all worked out in the end, so she's happy. Are you still there from our one show? Maybe that's what we did. Didn't we do one where we were doing a Valentine's show? We were playing all the real cynical love songs like this?
No.
Then why do we have this?
I think it was a news of the weird, something like that.
Well, my one friend, she and her guy planned this big event for the Spirit of New York to take her on a dinner cruise. And they were dropping off the little kid, and the kid went bonkers. And so she's like, we can't leave him like this. So that's when he finally had to break down and tell her, well, you know, your roses are on the boat. Dinner's on the boat. Now we're not on the boat. And she's like, oh, thank God. She starts laughing because she's like me. You put on the boat, you know. She's like, I couldn't have eaten on that boat, you know. So it all worked out, you know. This is a good. This was from my divorce CD, Volume 1. That's right. Bitter, table for one. Okay, moving on. Let's do the meeting announcements here. God, that coffee's good. Who knew such crap coffee, a chock full of nuts at like $3.99 a can, could taste so good? Either that or I'm really desperate for caffeine. All right, meeting announcements. Here we go. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. They are free and open to the public to attend, so drop on in, bring your supposed evidence, and it will be reviewed during the Share and Scare segment of each and every meeting. First up at bat, on February 28th, we have the Northeast Division that's taking place in the Bogota Recreation Building located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota, New Jersey. That's by team leader Laura Lindeman. Hi, Laura. And then we have, on March 5th, the Central Jersey Division meeting. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. And then, on March 18th, we have the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. That's in the Hackettstown Community Center's Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Now, this month, for March 18th, it will be special guest speaker David Roundtree of Skylands Paranormal and, of course, the NJGHS. And he's going to be presenting the Ghost Hunting Equipment Basics. So check it out! Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. And this is the part of the show where if you had a Parashare, you'd actually email it in to thedeadline@njghs.net. And then you would be given one credit. And if you want then and there to stop and say, you know what, I'm not a member of this fine organization, give me my membership in the NJGHS, done. Not a problem. Include your name and address, and I will send off your membership. However, you could parlay this up to 10 credits, and then you could say, you know what, I want a natal chart. And I can want it for, you can want it for yourself, you can want it for your husband, want it for one of your kids, a niece, nephew, maybe a newborn baby as a baby welcoming gift, what have you. Either way, it's a $75 value, people. You get the full color wheel chart printed out, all the backup text, plus all my handwritten notes. I will go over with it, you know, gladly with you if you'd like. But typically I'll do the handwritten notes and send it off. Obviously, if you had any questions, you could always give me an email, what have you. But that is, like I said, a $75 value. So, you know, if you want, save up 10 credits. That means submitting 10 parashares, 10 individual parashares. You get 10 credits, you get a natal chart. So you can't beat that. If you ever wanted to know what your sun sign is, which most people know their sun sign, it's when, you know, depending on the day you're born. But most people don't know their rising sign, where their moon placement is, Mercury. I mean, if let's say you're in a relationship, or you're married, better yet, worse yet, I don't know. Well, what in any event, let's say your spouse. For years you've been wondering, why does he do that? Why is everything an argument with this man? I say tomato, he says tomato, nothing's... Let me tell you, you need to figure out where the hell his Mercury is placed in his chart. Because if he's on the argumentative side mentally, odds are it's in the sign of Libra. And then I could explain to you, okay, given where your chart is and where all your placements are, this is how best to either deal with where he is at, or even better, manipulate it. anyway, so well, let's move on to, we do have a pair of share this week, so I know I should have waited for everybody to be sitting down before I announced that. I'm sorry if you had any injuries, don't send me the bill. Here we go. Now, this comes to us from, guess who? Dina Chirico, our team leader. So, of course, she's out of the running for credits because she's a leader. But don't worry, Dina. You're also a buddy of mine, and I would do a natal chart for you without any problem. Okay, so here we go. A friend of mine and fellow Ghost Hunter and NJGHS member had a party light party at her husband's family's home in Morristown.
What's a party light party?
I was just going to say, okay, for those of you who don't know what a party light party is, party light is party light candles. It's just another one of those multi-level management or marketing businesses like Avon, and you come to the house and do your little Mary Kay shtick and you buy some candles. Basically overpriced, but it wasn't a good excuse to get out and away from the kids that night. Okay, they're pretty, I'll give you that. But, you know. Anyway, so she was at this party light candle party in Morristown in the Pruden District. That means nothing to me. I grew up basically in this area. Never heard of the Pruden District, but whatever. This house was built in the late 1700s and is very haunted. I've mentioned stories to you, Laura, about all the EVPs that were captured, photos taken, and encounters experienced. Just to set this up, there's only a handful of furniture pieces in the house since it's vacant. It's empty and it's for sale. And with all the wood around, our voices and sounds travel and echo in many places. This was my second time in this beautiful home, and all the people present in the home were NJGHS members, so we did some investigating. There was a presence felt that afternoon, and while waiting downstairs on the second floor, for the other two members to come down, I saw a shadow walk right by me. The empty window was about a foot away from me, to the right, and this shadow actually cast its shadow on the wall as it walked by. Wow, it was so wild. I was very excited. I thanked this man for hanging out and allowing me to see his shadow. The other member coming down the stairs saw the same shadow cast, and also earlier that afternoon saw it in another area of the house. Not only that, but I placed my recorder upstairs on an armoire on the third floor. All five of us were on the second floor the entire time, and I caught two EVPs. The best one I attached while I hope you put on the website. Thanks so much. Well, yes, Dina, I sent the file over to Brian so he could play it for everybody to hear now. What you're about to hear is an EVP, and you have to listen towards the end of it. You're going to hear a voice that says, well, she says it says hush, hush, hush. I honestly only hear the first two hushes. If there's a third one, I haven't heard it. But anyway, let's give a listen.
Hush, hush, hush.
Did you hear that? Towards you hear like, hush, hush.
Yep.
Yeah. Very cool. And yeah, I have that file, so I will upload that to the deadline page, or maybe put, you know what, I'll just put it on the EVP page of our site, so it'll just be there where anybody can find it. So thank you so much, Dina, for sending that in. I know she's doing a lot of work in the Morristown area because that's what her book that she's writing is centered on, The Ghosts of Morristown, which is a lot more localized. Mine's doing all of New Jersey. So, but that'll be good. It's a shame they tore down that Sarah Farmhouse, which was Jimmy's Haunt restaurant, and they put in a bank, a Commerce Bank. Isn't that disgusting? When I was talking to my – oh, I was talking to my mother about that this past weekend. We went to New York on the train to see Xanadu. That, remember I was telling you she was going to take me for my birthday? So we went in to see that, and I was telling her about how, yes, yeah, can you believe they tore that down? She's like, you know, and it's heartbreaking for her too because she worked there when it was the Wedgwood Inn, and I was a little kid, and, you know, and she's like, I know, to put in another bank. I'm like, God, there's three banks in a row now. And I said, but where were these historical, which I call the hysterical societies, where were they? Why weren't they rallying to keep that and put it back? Because it's a historical landmark. I mean, that was back to the 1700s, that building. I mean,
because the bank threw some money at it.
Yeah? You think they got paid to shut up and
of
go
course.
Away?
Of course. That's it's sick. Cheaper to do that than to fight it.
God. What a sin, because that was really... And that's why I was telling her, I said, yeah, I still have my... Well, you see it in there, Brian, that flexible flyer sled I have. That's probably the last piece of remaining Morristown history. It belonged to Mr. Epstein when there was a department store on the green. It was called Epstein's in Morristown. And when he opened his store in 1912, he bought that sled for his three kids, and they rode it and played on it. And once they outgrew it, he brought it into the store, and it was used as a prop in the windows on South Street. And then eventually it got retired. And then when the store was going out of business, I went in there. I just happened to be up in Morristown. And so going out of business, I start wandering through. They were selling off everything, clothing racks, you name it. And I saw this flexible flyer. And I'm like, I said to the girl, how much for the sled? And she goes, oh, I don't know, like 20 bucks. I'm like, you might want to check on that, you know. She goes, yeah, let me call my manager. So, of course, the manager comes up. He's like, well, you know, I'd have to get at least 200 bucks for it. I know what these things go for on eBay. And I'm like, I said, I only have like 150 or so in cash. And I'm like, could you do that in cash? He's like, well, I have to charge tax. He's like, that would come out to like 167 or whatever it was. I'm like, so I'm pilfering through my pockets. I'm like, all right, I could do it. I could do it in cash. So he sold it to me for 167. And, but yeah, so it's the flexible flyer from 1912. So anyway, that's it for Morristown history. Cause now Epstein's is gone. The Sarah Farm is gone. Bamberger's is now Century 21. I don't even know if they still have McCullough Hall. Acorn Hall is still there. That's a pretty cool place to go check out. And that has the ghost coming down. You hear the rustling of her dress and everything coming down the staircase in Acorn Hall. So I don't know. You know, it's so sad. There was something else I was going to tell you, too, as we got off on this tangent about...
As we got off on this tangent?
Oh, because, yes, I know what it was. Dina begged me, she said, please make sure you let me know via the podcast how Xanadu was. So that's the whole deal. My mother and I got onto this whole conversation because we were on the train going to see Xanadu. Now, if you remember back in 1980, that's when Olivia Newton-John made this movie that totally tanked. It was just so bad. And I love Gene Kelly. I'm a big Gene Kelly fan, but why he even wasted his name on such a flick was beyond me. And so... I have to say, would I go see Xanadu again? No. Sorry, Mom. I know she's like seen it 6 or 7 times. You know, it's cute. It's a cute show, Dina. It is cute. Is it worth $75, $80 to sit there? And traveling all the way into New York? No way. You know, it was cute. It made fun of it. It pokes fun at the movie itself. So basically they're making fun of themselves. So it's got good humor built into it. Is it all the rage as my mother portrayed it? No. You know. She really likes it. I was like, ha, that's cute. Ha, it's cute. It's cute. And you know for me, cute has always been a 4-letter word. If anyone ever calls me cute, you might as well have told me to drop dead. I hate that. It's a 4-letter word. Cute is a 4-letter word. It's derogatory in my book. But anyway. But this was cute. So anyway, so there's your report on Xanadu. I mean, it is cute. It's funny. It's got its little funny parts. But is it worth that kind of money and to go sit through it again? And there's people who are going over and over again. But you know what I would like to see? Spamalot. That I still want to see. Although Clay Aiken, I was saying, I looking at his poster on the street as we're walking up the street, I said to my mother, I'm like, does he look like he's ever going to hit puberty? I mean, seriously, this kid has got, like, you know, the Disney boy face of all eternity, you know?
Well, you think after what's been poked out of his, into his butt.
I don't even want to. What? He is?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's like, fabulous.
Oh. I thought he just kind of, you know. No, he's Broadway, the Broadway. Apparently, huh?
Yep.
Well, I would still like to see Spamalot. And, you know, that Spring Awakening looks pretty good, too. But, you know, I don't want to get back to the old me, where I was like a Broadway addict, and I would go in, like, all the time, and my mother and I, if we weren't there, we were at the paper mill, and I don't have that kind of money. And, you know, back then, it was like we were scoring twofers at the twofer booth there in Times Square, so it wasn't too bad. You split it. But now, it's just like, even with her coupon, it was still $75 a ticket, and that was with a coupon for a matinee. I'm like, that's insane. You know, and Les Mis closed down, so I won't get to see that again. But at least I saw it once they resurrected it, so. But yeah, so there you go. There's your Xanadu report. It's cute. I mean, if you remember the movie. I do have to say, when they come out at the end in the satin baseball jackets, I was like, oh, crap. Because I'm like, I remembered. As I walked out of the theater, I said to my mom, I said, do you remember my pink and white satin baseball jacket? And she's like, uh-huh. She goes, I wish I had kept it. I'm like, thank God you didn't. You know? But yeah, they come out with those jackets on. I'm like, it was so 80s. Oh, my God. I remember I had leg warmers back then. Not that I ever wore them in public. I mean, you wore them around the house. You know, you didn't go out. But there were people that wore them in public. But yeah, so.
Well, I'm glad this podcast is a good thing to use instead of a phone.
Well, Dina's into Jersey Boys because she knows a lot of the cast or something, so she's heavily connected to that. That's her deal. And anyway, so there you go, Dina. Xanadu, it's cute. If you want to go, it's cute. We're going to take a quick break here.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
so we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. Tom is here. He said he wants to climb up and help with haunted trivia. You want to help? Okay. All right. Let's see. Last week's haunted trivia, you were asked, what is the way a ghost of the living is witnessed? The answer? Astral projection. You know, what is this? First, you start talking about Clay Aiken and getting poked and, like, hitting the spam a lot. And then I have to come up with an answer like astral projection. I cannot win. Anyway.
Well, did anyone get it?
No. Nobody even tried, man. You people suck. No, I'm sorry. You people are wonderful. Thank you so much for not trying. It's less work for me. I don't have to ship out any prizes. So. All right, anyway, so this week's trivia has a skill level of challenging. An American prospector who disappeared in 1949 willed his estate of nearly $200,000 to scientific research to prove the survival of the human soul after death. Of course, the will was contested by the relatives, and in 1967 was before the Superior Court in Phoenix. It was hailed by the media as the ghost trial of the century. The judge awarded the estate to the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, citing they were best equipped to carry out the research. The ruling was appealed, and a higher court awarded a large portion of the estate to the American Society for Psychical Research. What was the name of this benefactor / American prospector? Now, be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will receive as a prize the book by D.W. Cropper called Bone Chillers, 13 Twisted Tales of Terror. Bizarre, demented, totally entertaining. Cackling devils flying over rooftops. A smiling fiend scurrying like a spider across the bedroom ceiling. A not-so-imaginary friend with plans for a playdate in hell. Go ahead, open the book. They're all inside, waiting to meet you. This is a beautiful book, right, Brian? Isn't it nicely done? It's got cute little scary pictures and really good 13 twisted tales of terror. So this is called Bone Chiller. So be the first person to send the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you will win that book. How's that?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Anyway, I noticed a couple more people have registered for the Paranormal Intensive. Nice work. You better hurry up, people, because I only have so much time before I have to, like, close out. Especially that Spirit Circle, dinner and Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty. That's got a severe limit to it. Again, it's only $25 per person per workshop, so you can pick and choose what you want to do. It's $60 for the dinner at Charlie Brown's and the Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty. That runs from 7 to 10 that night. So check out the website. It's njghs.net/paraintensive.html. We can take MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, your firstborn, dental records, you name
cash.
It.
Cash.
Yeah. Oh, cash. Wow, there's a foreign concept nowadays, you know. Anyway, so do that. And, yeah, I think we'll have more stuff to talk about next week.
Probably.
We're pretty talked out now, aren't we? And there hasn't been much in the news. Oh, I do have to tell people, though. When you mentioned last week about SAPs, Brian... Mm-hmm. I did go to Brian, the other Brian's page, and I watched it. I was laughing out loud, literally watching this thing. It's just, see it. It's so funny. So what I did is I copied and I pasted it on my MySpace page. So if you people want to check it out, go to myspace.com/NJGHS and click on the little video for SAPs. It is hysterical. They did such a good job. And it's only about like maybe 7 minutes long.
It's short.
But it's good. It's good the way they really, they poke fun at everything and, you know. And I saw that on Brian's page, he has a website called RunDude.com. So he's spoofing himself from that?
Well, probably. I think he, I don't know if he actually patented it or he did something with it. Run Dude Run.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm glad they're doing well. I had a DVR, the Ghost Hunters International, because I finally set that up, so now it'll know on the first run of that to grab it, because I'm just so not in the habit of, to me, Wednesday nights, I'm like, I watch American Idol, and then I'm like, okay, there's nothing on, go to bed. And I keep forgetting that, you know.
Well, you're right, American Idol, there's nothing on.
I have to watch it just for Simon's expressions and stuff. He cracks me up. He is just too much. So I guess that's pretty much it for now. It's been a hectic week, so I hope you all are thrilled to know that Mercury has finally gone back to being direct. So all those computer glitches and breakdowns of office equipment and lost luggage and travel delays and plans being screwed up royally and having to redo everything, it's all behind us. Now, any plans that you'd like to set in motion, feel free to move forward on them. Everything is great. Okay? All right, so stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website. Sign up for the Yahoo groups, people, so I don't have to keep chewing my cabbage twice here. It'll get blasted right into your inbox. And
or your spam.
Yeah, make sure you set us up so that it knows to detect that the Yahoo thing is. Because it also does, it's set up with a Yahoo calendar on our group. So all the meetings, if you become a member of the Yahoo groups, when it's the night of the meeting, it sends an email to you to remind you the meeting's taking place tonight. Unless, of course, I've canceled it off the website and forgot to cancel it off the calendar, then you're getting a meeting announcement that doesn't exist, but oh well. So, that said, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.